doing it yourself. DIY gigs can be a rewarding way to get your music out there and connect directly with your fans. Follow our step-by-step guide to ensure a stress-free and enjoyable experience for all. Consider your aims. As Hannah's article suggests, there could be a variety of reasons for putting an event on, from promoting your own music to showcasing some of your favourite bands or running a charity gig. Think about what you enjoy at a gig and how you can make your show a comfortable and enjoyable experience for all. Choose artists that complement each other's sounds, but try to make the lineup as varied and interesting as you can. You should also strive to make your show diverse and gender balanced. Make sure you're clear about fees and riders so everyone knows what to expect. Scout out local spaces. Make sure your chosen venue is the right size for your show. You might also want to consider how close it is to public transport, accessibility issues, and what equipment is available to use. If your venue doesn't come with in-house equipment, you'll need to hire a PA and sound engineer. Factor that into your budget. Get your event tickets on sale. Try sites like C-Tickets, We Got Tickets, Skiddle, or fair trade ticketing company Brown Paper Tickets. Promote, promote, promote. Design some posters and put them up in the venue and local spaces, record shops, takeaways, other venues and pubs. Make use of your social media networks and encourage other bands on the lineup to do the same. Email your local magazine or newspaper and tell regional blogs. Give yourself plenty of time to promote the show, at least 6 weeks. Organise the backline and equipment sharing. Ask each band if they're able to supply something everyone can share. It'll cut down on changeover times. Give tech specs to your sound engineer. Discuss sound checks with the venue and sound engineer and make sure there's adequate time for everyone to sound check before the doors open. Try to schedule at least 30 to 45 minutes per band. On the night itself, consider if you need someone to man the door and deal with tickets, or a stage manager who can make sure everyone goes on and off stage at the right time. Keep an eye on timing so the gig doesn't run late. It's your duty to encourage a safe and fun environment and make sure everyone's behaving responsibly. Don't forget to thank the venue, the tech team, and the bands who performed, and share some photos on your social media channels.